Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to episode 118 of Trusty Hogs, and there's no Helen Bauer in the studio, as she's told us approximately 118 times she's gone to Mexico, and we wish Mexico well. May we say that for the week? We hope they're all right. In the meantime, though, boy oh boy, do we have a special guest co-host in the studio with us. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi everyone, it's me, Uruj Ashfaq, stand-up comedian.
She's back!
I'm back!
Oh my god, I'm so excited that you're here! Genuinely thrilled that you said yes to this. You kind of had to because I harangued you on the street outside Soho Theatre after your show and all five of us had come to see you, so you had to say yes because otherwise it would be rude.
That's true, but also I was really flattered that you asked and I wanted to say yes.
This is very nice.
However, I would have done this with someone I didn't want to say yes to also. You are absolutely right.
Yeah, you seem polite. Yeah.
But the truth is that I love you, so that was just happens to be the case.
Yeah, nice. Hey, oh my gosh, we loved your show so much.
Oh, yay. Okay, I'm glad. Thank you so much to all five of you for coming.
We wouldn't have admitted to being there afterwards if we didn't love it. We loved it. I've forgotten to do all of the admin of the show. It's episode 118. The podcast is Trusty Hogs, usually hosted by Helen Bauer and myself, but today by the wonderful Aruj and I. And we are going to tell you about our frankly perfect lives. And then we're going to help sort of solve the problems of yours with our wonderful guest, Brona C. Titley. Yes, Brona is an actual name. Welcome to Ireland and India. We're doing it.
Through the fog, step forth the trusty hogs. Yeah, you're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them. Or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Helen and Catherine as the trusty hogs. Trust the trusty hogs, or maybe not.
Hello. Here's my question. Sorry.
I believe it's the Brona part you're explaining, because it was the titty
part. Oh, you think
part.
It's the titty part?
It was the titty part.
Well, you can say that to her face later on.
Oh, no.
To her tits. You better say it to her tits. And they're impressive. Yeah, very exciting. Something to look forward to. Hey, tell me about your morning. You seem a little full.
Yes, I am actually. I'm glad you noticed.
I'm struggling to breathe a little, like up to the gills. What's going on? What happened?
I had a scone.
Okay.
And it was so delicious. And then I had a bunch of clotted cream left, because they're never proportionate, those things, right?
No, you're right.
And I was like, I don't want to waste clotted cream. So
no,
I just
what are you, some sort of animal?
Like, I sat there and I ate all the clotted
with a spoon?
Cream, with a spoon, and now I feel sick.
That sounds amazing, though. Although, like, that's going to give you, like, a sort of tacky mouth that's full.
I do. That's why I have this glass of water here, because it's giving me, like, a dry mouth.
Here's my question. Do you know that scones are quite contentious in this country?
Why are they contentious?
British people are obsessed with it. They're obsessed with which order you put jam and cream on. Did you not know this?
I heard about this briefly at the Fringe.
It's like, wow. Yeah, it's a national debate. It's ongoing. National treasures have weighed in and often had their treasury revoked. Is that how you say that? I'm not sure. But I know that Dawn French was in hot water because she was doing it the wrong way around or the right way around. I'm not taking a stance. Oh. But did you have jam?
I had jam and cream.
Okay, so my question is, intuitively, without knowing what all of the arguments, which should you put on the scone first?
Cream.
You went cream and then jam on top?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're a maniac. You're a maniac.
I went cream.
Whoa, Em is with you, Andrew's with me. This is the divide.
Because the
it's obviously jam first.
The jam spreads and the cream dollops.
Exactly. You know, it makes no sense to go the other way. Thank you, Andrew. I wasn't going to take a stance. I was going to keep my opinion private. But as soon as you said the wrong answer, I was like, well, you're a maniac. That's who I'm dealing with. I didn't know who I'd invited in.
How is... Okay, so is the majority on jam first, cream first, later?
There is no majority. That's the problem, Rouge. That's the problem with this country. They cannot get it together.
Oh, my God.
Because mm-hmm. I agree. I think jam spreads and is stickier and the cream stays on more easily, whereas the jam goes everywhere if you put it on top. Yeah.
Actually, I put the cream first because that's the flavor I want predominantly. And then I decide proportionate to that how much jam I want, right?
Em is nodding along vociferously and taking your side.
The cream is like as thick as butter. If it's clotted cream, it spreads like butter, kind of. So it's not like, you know.
Wait, but aren't we putting butter on as well?
Well, sure, but then cream on top.
Yeah. Whoa, I never thought I'd disagree with you so early in the show. Huh, I guess we're enemies now. That's crazy.
Now you don't miss Helen anymore.
Well, no, that's not true. She still needs her holiday and we're all glad for it. Hi, Helen. Hope you're having a great time. I wonder, Helen could be the casting vote. Shall I voice note her?
Yeah, we can ask her for her.
Let me find out. I think that's important to actually settle this because we won't tell her whose opinion is who.
Yeah.
Hi, Helen. I hope you're not asleep in Mexico. You might be, and then you might not reply to this during the podcast. But if you're awake, Aruj and I have had our first fight. It's over whether or not you put jam or cream on a scone first. Let us know what you're doing, because then probably not doing it in Mexico, but let me know, and then that will decide. Bye. Okay, so you had a scone.
It's 5 a.m. in Mexico.
Thank you for Googling. Yeah. Oh my gosh, is it? She might be awake. Probably not.
She's probably on London time.
Maybe. Ooh. How many days has she been there?
Oh, well, if she's flying back soon, she'll be awake for 48 hours solid, remember?
Oh my gosh, do you know this? So she was going to Mexico and her logic was to get around jet lag and to sleep on the plane. She stayed awake for 3 days.
What?
I know, it makes no sense.
And so that when she lands, she's on Mexican time?
Yeah, and crazy, I guess, I guess. And also so she sleeps through the flight, like, I don't know, it's a mad call. So I imagine she was deranged for the first 4 days.
That sounds insane.
And then slept and then was still deranged, but for different reasons. We love you, Helen, miss you. Okay, so how long have you been in London, please?
This is my second week.
Okay, are you on London time yet?
Yes, I love being on London time.
Why?
Because the thing is, when I come from India, I wake up at 7 a.m. here because they're 5.5 hours ahead.
Oh my God. Wait, what time are you waking up at home?
1.
Are you okay? You sound depressed.
I am.
I thought you were getting all that therapy.
Yeah, but you know, I've had some life changes recently. And
what
so,
are they, dare I ask?
Can't say it on the podcast.
Okay, fine. They are private life changes.
Sorry, guys. I'm having private life changes.
Good for you. Keep them private. Honestly, that's a whole new world for us on this podcast. I've never had somebody who doesn't want to say, who doesn't open with the private stuff. That's fair. But okay, so you're back to waking up at 7 a.m. here.
I'm back to waking up at 7 a.m. here. And I feel so good about myself. I feel like a fresh little daisy every morning.
That's so sweet. And you're like posting about going to the gym on Instagram.
That's right, because I wake up at 7 a.m. I have nothing to do except spend time with my thoughts.
So get yourself to that gym. What gym are you going to while you're here?
Actually, so the day I landed, I landed at like 12 p.m. I got to my Airbnb at 2 p.m. I had a show at 7:30. I don't know why my Airbnb was so bad, but it was really dirty, which is totally fine in retrospect.
No, it's not.
It had no heating.
What? Unacceptable.
The heating was not working.
It has to at least be warm and filthy.
It was 0 degrees.
You're paying for this place?
No, I left it. So I packed my shit again.
Okay,
I barely unpacked.
Good.
But I packed it all up. I went to Soho Theatre. I did my show. And then I booked myself into a hotel for a week.
Good for you.
And that's when I went to the gym.
Nice. You went to a hotel gym. That's very exciting. Was there anybody in it?
Nope.
There never is. There never is.
It's so good.
It's so good. People are, I guess, are just like having sex. But for the rest of us, there's the gym. And we're fine. We're happy. We're well. No further questions. And so you're staying in a hotel in a foreign country. Did you end up in a stairwell pissing at any point?
No. Oh my God.
That's so weird.
Please elaborate.
Oh, you haven't heard this?
No.
Oh my God. You have to be the only person who doesn't know this. Helen went to Australia and woke up from sleepwalking, pissing in a stairwell without any clothes on, didn't have her key to her room, and had to essentially go back on out via sort of fire exit onto a main road in Sydney, circle her way round naked to get a teen who worked at the hotel to come and let her back into her room. Is that the appropriate succinct version of that story? Has that not happened to you?
Wow.
Yeah.
What is Helen doing in Mexico right now, I wonder?
I wonder. I guess it's 5 a.m. Wow, she really could be. Wake up, Helen! Wake up! If you're listening to this, wake up! Pay attention! Wake up! I tried to get her to wear like one of those bun bags when she sleeps, but she won't do it.
That's so cute.
She won't do it. It's sad.
The part about convincing the teen while you're naked to let you in is a really... How did she convince him that she stays in there? He knew?
I think she'd come from the hallway. Okay. So you kind of have to assume... You have to hope that that woman hasn't broken in another way, I guess.
Correct. Correct.
Also, I think in order to argue with her, he would have had to look directly at her, and he didn't sound like the type. So.
Oh, okay. He was a good kid. He was
a scared kid. Okay. He was definitely a scared kid. He was a scared Australian boy. Hey, I'm really proud of you because since we spoke last, you've bought yourself a bloody coat.
Yes, I was freezing the day.
I know you were so cold, and you looked like a tourist, and now you look like a Londoner.
Thank you so much. I went to
You have
Uniqlo.
A coat. Uniqlo, good.
The thermals, and I got the big coat, now I feel good because you're right. I did look like a dumb tourist wearing a.
You just look like a cold tourist.
I was so cold.
I'm proud of you for getting a coat. And so, where are you going on tour?
I'm going to Leicester, Leeds, Coventry, Birmingham, Manchester, all of those places.
Have you been to any of them before?
No, never.
I'm glad you got a coat.
I got a scarf also.
Okay, good. Because it's only going to get colder, my friend.
Right? That's all up north, right?
Yeah, that's... Well, Midlands and then north you're going. Is that right, Andrew?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna get my... I have a beanie, I have gloves, I have a scarf.
You're good to go, my friend. You're going to be fine. How are you finding British food?
It's fine this time around, actually. I think, like, last time around, I was like, that's just too much bread.
Yeah.
But now I've started eating salad as well.
Whoa, the gym and the salad... Is everything okay at home? No, too personal a question. I'm so sorry. Salad's nice.
You're probably girl on your podcast. No, everything's fine. I just want to be really sexy.
Good for you. Do it.
I'm really working on being... So the next time you see me, I'm going to be so hot.
Whoa. Like overheated or from the salads?
From the salads.
Wow, inside out. That's really impressive. Here's my question. Have you had Indian food here yet?
Yes, it's pretty good.
Okay, good. Yeah. I think it'll be better when you go to Leicester and... Are you going to Birmingham?
Yes.
Yeah, Manchester?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's only going to get better.
Okay, because I heard about there's a lot of community there. Mm-hmm. And I guess they have like something called the Balti curry. Someone was telling me about it in Birmingham. I don't know. So they were like, you should try it. It was invented there. And I say invented with like air quotes.
In air quotes, yeah. I'm going to say we've reached the limits of my knowledge on Indian cuisine in Birmingham here. We stop here. This is my ceiling. But I think that's probably true.
It's probably true.
Maybe message us tweet us if you have places that Arud should eat. Mm-hmm. But not, may I say, not if you're a white lady. All the best. Nope, don't tweet us. I think that's a no. And so what do you miss from home?
Nothing, because I know I'm going to go back in a month. So I'm really...
Oh, fine.
I miss my cat, though. I miss her so much.
I can't relate to that.
Oh,
I'm not a cat person. I'm really sorry.
Are you a dog person?
Yeah.
I love dogs also.
Okay, fine. Do you have one?
No.
Oh.
I have a little cat.
Okay.
You want to see her?
I guess so.
Here she's now.
Okay, she's kind of cute. She's got a little ginger head, and I like that.
She's so cute. Oh,
she's gorgeous,
she
Catherine.
She is beautiful. She's like actually kind of a model cat.
Right? She's gorgeous. All the boy cats want her.
Oh, really? Is she eating salads and going to the gym?
Kind of. She really struts like a model.
She's gorgeous. She is gorgeous. What's her name?
Sarah.
Sarah. Okay, great.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
great.
Her name.
And you just have one cat?
I just have the one cat. Actually, she's an indoor-outdoor cat. Basically, in my...
Isn't that just a cat?
No.
So, really?
We have cats in Mumbai that people don't let out. Like, it just, they just stay in the house.
Yeah, we have indoor cats, which I always feel sorry for.
Yeah.
But indoor-outdoor, that's like standard, right?
I mean, she chose me. She showed up outside my house one day.
You stole this cat?
I mean, she's just a street cat. And she showed up outside my house. I live on the fourth floor.
I need you to start the story at the very beginning. You live on the fourth floor.
Yes.
A cat shows up at your door?
Yep. She was sitting on my shoe rack outside my house.
Hang on. How did she get to the fourth floor?
She climbed up the stairs.
What? She climbed up the indoor stairs?
Yes, because we don't have these doors like you guys do, right, to our buildings. Basically what we
have... Doors aren't an English invention. You can't say that like, we don't have these fancy doors that you guys have. You've got doors.
I mean, we have doors, but okay, so the thing is...
The building doesn't have like a locked door.
No. It doesn't have a door at all because we have three or four buildings together that are gated. And that's okay. Called a society. So I live in a society where there are four buildings and the whole society has a perimeter around it, which is
a
gate.
I have so many questions.
And so the building is basically, it's open. Like you walk in, there's no gate or anything. It's just an open structure.
Okay.
You can access the steps because the watchman stops you and then he checks who's coming in and everything.
He didn't stop this cat.
The cat actually was born in the building.
What?
Yeah, she's been living there the whole time. There's a bunch of cats that the society takes care of. There's like 6 to 7 and they just hang out in the society.
But they're all outdoor cats?
They're all outdoor cats. But then there are people in the society who are cat lovers or animal lovers, so they like put food out for them. But this gal,
yeah,
she walked up to my house and she sat on the shoe rack and I was like, who's this sexy bitch?
Yeah, and obviously like, you were turned on by the cat. Like, that's what it sounds like.
I was like, come here to me and show me a bum. Just grabbed her squishy bum.
Yeah.
And then I was like, and then she would come back every day because I gave her wet food.
You gave her wet food?
Instead of dry food.
Hang on a second. Wait a second. So what you're telling me is there were community cats in this four building block that you have named a society, which feels post-apocalyptic. And the cats were for everyone.
Yep.
And you decided, nope. This cat's for me.
This one is just mine.
Wow, you're a capitalist amidst a socialist experiment.
Yes.
You seized a cat for yourself.
I took her for myself.
Does everyone know you stole a cat?
Yeah, they know she's my cat. So if she's wandering downstairs and something's wrong with her, they call me. So I go down and I get her because, you know.
Is she a sickly cat?
No.
Okay.
Sometimes, but she gets into a lot of fights. She's a feisty cat.
Oh, nice.
Because all the boys want her.
So. Okay, fair enough. Assert your boundaries, Sarah. Fair enough. So you stole a cat from the common good.
Yes.
And I respect the hell out of that. That's really reasonable. That's fair. Is it just you and the cat that live together?
Yep, it's just me and my cat. It's much more fun than it sounds like.
I hope so. But she chose me. She chose me.
She chose me. She loves me. I live for her.
That's so nice. Who's taking care of her?
My friend Andrew is staying in my house with her for the month that I'm away. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Andrew. Shout out to Indian Andrew. Andrew, do you know the other Andrew?
I don't know. Oh. We don't all know each other. We're not like in a big Andrew group chat.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Although I'm in a big group chat of other people called Andrew White.
What?
There was a trend a while ago where you find somebody with your same name and just make a big group chat of them. So I'm in a group chat of loads of Andrew Whites.
You actually did that?
I didn't do it. Somebody else did it. I was added into it.
How many are there? Like how many participants in this group?
I think there was like 80 something.
Whoa.
That was a lot. That's really weird. Yeah, including a famous Andrew White, the Bishop of Baghdad.
Excuse me?
He's like a famous clergyman and he was the bishop in Baghdad for a while. And he writes books and stuff.
There are bishops in Baghdad?
I think he's not the official bishop of Baghdad. He's just like a minister who is out there and he got the nickname Bishop of Baghdad.
Sorry, let me rephrase. There are Christians in Baghdad?
I'm like, there are people with the surname White in Baghdad?
No, I think he is English. He was just stationed out there, yeah.
Wow. And you guys, what do you guys talk about?
It's dead. It's not been messaged in 6 years. But
what did you originally talk about?
The Bishop of Baghdad sent a picture of his new grandchild.
What? How does a bishop have a grandchild? The math are wrong on that.
He's not a proper bishop. I think that was just his nickname.
There are some who can still, you know, have families, right?
Only if they're Church of England. Is he Church of England?
I'd assume so. Yeah.
How many Catherine Bohards do you think there are?
I'd say none. I'd say none. I'd say none. I'd say just me because it's a made-up name. Oh my gosh. So
Go on. Yes, please tell me.
I was just going to say that your show was so reminiscent of Ireland in the 1990s to me.
Really?
Well, because it was like The Sin of Divorce, opening gambit. I was like, yes, I relate to this so hard.
Yes.
And then watching you interact with inter-religious marriages and couples was so fascinating.
Yay.
You approach it like most of Irish like grandmothers would, which is like, oh, right, same house. God, what do your parents think of that? I was like, what is this level of disapproval is one I've seen before.
Is it really that big a deal? For like to get married across religions?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, in India it still is. In India, actually, it's like a... It's kind of a political vote bank thing also where one of the things that people do is obviously we use that religion and politics are really disgustingly intertwined.
Yep.
So when there
so far so Irish, go on.
Yeah. And you know, so like so when Hindus and Muslims get married, it's actually a political issue. There's something that they call love jihad. Do you know what love
Excuse
jihad is?
Excuse me? No, but it sounds like a Channel 5 documentary and I would watch.
Basically.
Love jihad.
Sometimes this happens where I guess people who are involved in terrorist activities sort of, you know, it's like I guess they are the honeypots, although I don't know how they're attractive at all. But women of different religions fall in love with them and then they come over to their homes and then they're like, what do you say? They get married and then they are converted to Islam and everything. And then sometimes, you know, those women who go to like ISIS territories and stuff.
Yeah.
But so in India, what happens is, everyone is just Indian and then they happen to be Muslim or Hindu and then sometimes they fall in love with each other and get married.
Okay.
But the political narrative is from Hindu politicians is that these Muslims are doing love jihad. So what they're doing is...
What, they're genuinely getting women by one at a time? Them fall in love with them?
Yep. And then loving them forever in marriage. And I was like, that sounds fine.
That's your big long-term plan? Make them fall in love with this each one at a time. Yep. We'll get them.
And so funny. So the opposite of that is called ghar vapsi, where if a Hindu man marries a Muslim woman, which means return to home, because what they believe is that we were all Hindus to begin with.
So they're capturing them back.
So it's like you come back home.
Oh my gosh.
And it's insane. Like people.
Is anyone
like,
keeping score?
I mean,
I'd love if there was a scoreboard in a like in a square. We got one. Yikes!
We got two. Actually, the Muslim men would get four at a time. So
you can say that, and I can laugh quietly. And those are the rules. May I say? Let's just be clear.
Fair enough.
And so, when you were doing your show, I felt like loads. You did something that I always try to do, but ultimately not enough Irish people speak Irish for it, which is you got to tell jokes in a different language as a secret from the white people.
Aww.
And my brother and I speak Irish to each other on the tube, but the problem with being Irish in London is that almost everyone around you on the tube is sometimes often Irish, so you'll be like, we can bitch about these people in Irish, and then somebody else will be like, what the fuck did you just say in Irish? You're like, nothing, we're just practicing, we're American. Huh? No, what? It was Scottish. Scots Gaelic, huh?
What are you saying, y'all?
We were just coughing. Don't worry about it. Whereas you guys got to have secrets. It was very... Does that feel like a superpower when you're here?
It's pretty fun because I like seeing the faces of people who are not Indian.
Yeah.
That includes white people or any other like...
Yeah.
You know, like maybe Southeast Asians are also, but it's like they feel so excluded suddenly, and then I'm just like, ha ha.
It's a very joyful thing to catch yourself in because you're like, hey, wait up. No, I guess that's fair. You're like, hey, what? No,
can
all right.
Can you speak
I get
in
it.
Irish, right? I've never.
Common unconscious welcome, Walter Geary, yeah.
Wow!
Yeah, if you want. But also, I'm sure Brona has an Irish name. I'm sure she's able to speak Osquelga later.
Yeah,
on.
No, she is Irish, right?
Yeah, but not every Irish person can speak.
Oh.
So when we were raised, when we were going to school, it was compulsory. It's no longer compulsory to learn Irish.
So is it that your parents also spoke to you in Irish at home, so you were able to...
No, it was only that it was... some families do that, but mostly it's like it was compulsory age 5 to 18 when I was learning it, but it's no longer the case. But there are small patches of Ireland that operate all through Irish.
Wow.
But they're very, very tiny. There's like 80,000, maybe less.
now.
But it's nice to know, if you're not, I mean, it's just nice to know multiple languages because you feel cool. So I guess it's fun.
It yeah. is cool. I think it's a little less cool when no one speaks the one that you speak. Because then you actually just feel crazy in multiple languages. You're like, oh, I'm alone. I can be alone in any dialect. Gorgeous. So that's a little isolating.
How was your week? Sorry, no.
No, go on. I love that. That's such a nice question.
How was your week?
My week was fine. I will say I have a cold and that I am like a man when it comes to being sick. I feel very sorry for myself. No. Do you have this concept of man flu in India?
When boys feel like they need the help from everybody when yeah. they're sick?
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah. Is that?
And they're big babies about it?
Yeah.
And they have low pain tolerance?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like I said, I am. I don't know if I've observed this, but I'm wearing my pajamas outside today.
Oh, my God. I thought this was a look. It looks really good.
Thank you for saying that. That's kind of you. Helen would have immediately been like, oh, are you having a breakdown? So it's really generous for you not to have mentioned that I was wearing pajamas outside. Listen, it's a choice. Certainly it's a choice. And I do think you can rock it as a look.
I really think it looks good.
Is it? Am I doing that today? Or am I a woman with her period and a cold? Probably
oh, no.
that one.
Oh, that's too much.
Thank you. I agree.
You're just at the same time.
Isn't it crazy? Don't you often find that happens though, that you get sick when you have your period?
Yeah.
It's not very fair.
I'm sick. You're sick from your period. That's what it is.
Oh my God, do you think?
Sick from being a woman.
I'm sick of it. And so that's what's happening for me. But the answer to your question is, how was my week? Well, I did an Amazon show. Ooh. So I went to the premiere of that on Thursday in Ireland. And have you ever had to watch yourself in front of people?
Yes, once or twice. Oh my God, okay.
I've never been to a premiere before. So I've never been on a red carpet before. I've never... You basically go in and they play two episodes of a show that you're in, and while your family sit there, while the cast sits there, no one's seen it, while the press sit there, and then you just have to, and a lot of like teenage influencers are there, and they have to keep being reminded to put their phones away. And you're like, do we want them to influence people or not? But so we sat there and had to watch it, and I just like had my, honestly, like was trying not to keep my hands over my eyes the whole time. It's so uncomfortable. But the show is, I don't know if there's been an Indian version. They're doing like loads of iterations of it. Basically, there's a Canadian one, a Swedish one, an Australian one, but you put 10 comedians in a room and you're not allowed to laugh or smile.
I know this one.
Okay,
is it called LOL?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Okay, so I did the Irish one.
That's so fun.
But it becomes like, I think, very readily apparent that I'm a woman having a breakdown. Because, so I blacked it out. As soon as it was over, I like completely forgot what happened. I do remember saying the words, I have OCD, so like I love things to be clean and orderly.
Yeah.
And that's just my type of OCD. But I remember saying the words, should we all clean up for a laugh? wouldn't it be so funny if we hoovered? That's where I was mentally.
Wow.
And so I was watching it back. Everyone was like, ha ha. And I was like, oh, I look... Like there's a sort of a panic in my eyes that is very... So that was my week, was watching that and then sort of reliving it. But it's out on Friday and I'm excited to see the rest of my breakdown pan out.
I'm going to see it. How many episodes?
Six episodes.
Breakdowns.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And I'm wearing a three-piece suit for the whole thing.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
What color was it?
It's grey.
It's grey? Okay, that's... Oh, it would look really nice
with
your hair.
It's nice. So there is at least that to distract from the breakdown. Yeah. But it's also... Listen, have a watch. Tweet me if you like it. Please don't tweet me if you don't. Yeah. I don't want to know. I'm also... My other big thing in my week is that I'm watching The Traitors. Do you watch The Traitors?
No, is this a... I've seen some advertisements for this.
Oh my God, it's so good. Ooh. Have you ever played Mafia?
Yes.
It's Mafia, but it's in a television show. It's so good. It sounds bad, but it's incredible.
Where can I watch this?
BBC. Okay. It's so phenomenal. If you watch the first six episodes before Monday, you can come to my house for episodes 7 to 9 on Monday. Because we watch it as a group and we watch them in bundles, which is very hard because all of this freaking country wants to give me a spoiler, but I'm trying not to.
So is it the big show that everybody's watching right now?
It's the big show that everybody's watching right now. Are you guys watching? Okay. It is the big show that everybody is watching right now, Aruj. I'm telling you. I promise you.
I'm
so excited.
I want to be part of London culture for this 1 month.
Okay, well, London culture means staying inside and watching six episodes on your laptop alone.
That's okay. Sweet.
Okay, please. And thinking of your cat, obviously. It's amazing. And that has basically been my week. Isn't that very dull?
It sounds fantastic.
Oh, and I'm going to...
You went to a premiere.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. It was cool. And also they did like Irish catering for the premiere. So they had crisp sandwiches and sausage rolls.
I love sausage rolls.
Do you love sausage rolls?
I really love sausage
rolls. These were vegan sausage rolls and they were pretty good.
Okay, that's really nice.
Do you eat meat?
Yes, but I've stopped eating lamb and pork.
Okay.
Because I just...
So are you going to work on like the bigger animals first and then go get great? Yeah,
I want to stop.
Still eating... Do you eat beef?
No. I mean, I, of course, that's the Hindus. They don't eat beef.
Fine.
But I mean, I used to, but I've stopped eating it for a long time now because in a lot of places in India, it's banned.
Okay, because
they believe it's their mother and they like worship the cow, right?
So, but you really are working from biggest animal down.
Yes. So
okay, great. What will be the last one you have left?
Probably a shrimp.
A shrimp. Prawn. Do you eat rabbit?
No, I've never tried rabbit.
Okay, well then that's good not to have to cut it out. Don't start now just to add in a different meat. That would be great. If you were like, I'm going to have to go to the, eat the smaller ones. Sorry. okay, I wouldn't advocate. Has anyone had rabbit? Is it nice?
Yeah, it's quite nice.
Gross.
Ooh. Good in a pate.
You guys haven't watched Traitors, but you've eaten rabbit pate? This country's fucked, man. This is not good advice. That's not London culture, okay? I need you to watch Traitors and not have any rabbit pate. Andrew's not a good metric. That's deranged. That's wild. Yeah, yikes.
Do you not eat meat?
No.
Oh.
No.
So how long have you not eaten meat for, or like since
2012.
So you've been vegetarian or vegan?
Vegetarian from 2012, and then I went vegan for 3 years. And then during lockdown, I started to eat fish again, which I don't feel good about.
It's okay.
So I'm sort of petering that out again.
Fish is fine. Fish is like, you know, like it's like if you're addicted to heroin, then it's like you had a joint, you know, like it's okay.
Oh, yeah. I guess I do get pretty giggly after fish. That makes sense. And hungry still. So maybe that makes sense. That makes sense.
It's like, I feel bad for fish, but not as bad as I would for, you know, maybe.
Spoken like a true cat owner.
Yeah.
Whatever. No, I do feel bad. And I actually am trying to cut it down. And it's only ever meat eaters who are like, fish are fine.
Yeah.
Vegetarians are like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you could cut that out. Wow, what a thing to compare meat eating to heroin when you eat meat.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Interesting.
Something to think about. But oh, wait, but your salads are all vegetarian.
Yes, yes. No, I mean, they have chicken or like prawn in them or like some type of fish.
I love that you just said, yes, yes, they're all vegetarian. I mean, chicken or prawn. You really sound like an Irish grandmother. When I went vegetarian, my parents were like, but still ham, right? And I was like, what? Yeah. No, not ham.
But like prawn or, you know, chicken is basically, it's like a vegetable if you really think about it. Is it?
If I really think about it? Talk me through that.
Maybe don't really think about it.
Okay. If you brush over it really quickly, it sure as heck can be. It's fine. It's fine.
Am I like an Irish grandmother?
You genuinely are. It's wild to be like, prawns and chicken are vegetables and mixed marriages are wrong. but don't think about it. Everything's fine. Favorite thing about London?
Favorite thing about London? I mean, okay, this is going to sound so lame, but I love the tube.
What?
I love to ride the tube.
You love to ride the tube?
I like to be in the tube all day long.
Whoa. That is such a wild choice.
I will tell you why.
Please, you'll have to. It'd be terrible, Chad, if you didn't. And also, may I say, inexplicable. Go on, try.
Basically, public transportation in India is overcrowded or badly maintained.
So far, so tube.
But no, you have no idea. Once you come over to Mumbai, I will take you in a bus and in a train. And then you will step into the tube and you'll be like, oh, what is this luxurious limo provided to me by the government?
It's that bad?
It's because there's too many people, you know, and it's not like, it's nobody's fault except the government's. It's always the government's fault.
Okay.
In the sense that they don't make it more efficient. They don't make sure they maintain the standards, you know. And they just like, you know, people have to adjust because they have no other choice.
But you like the tube more than say like walking in a park?
Oh, but I haven't been able to walk in a park this time. Like, I have. It's so cold.
Oh, come on.
It's a positively mild winter.
It's really?
You haven't done a Hyde Park with a hot chocolate?
No.
That's nice. You should do that.
I'll do that. Okay.
Be brave.
Maybe I'll do that after the podcast.
You should. No, because that sounds like you're going to do it by yourself, and that's so sad. Let's do it together at an arranged time.
All right.
I can't take any more of your sad stories. Like, your favourite thing about London is the tube, and the only thing you miss is your cat. Please don't go for a walk alone. I'll worry about you.
I have so many more sad stories for you. This is just the beginning.
That's so funny. Wait, so okay. So tube, you like about the tube what? The space?
The space. The fact that it's not sweaty in there. And how convenient it is. And how it gets me everywhere I want to go without, you know.
You should be a TFL advert. This is amazing.
Really?
Yeah. I've never heard anyone speak with this level of enthusiasm about the tube.
The tube is, you should talk to more people who shifted here from India. They love the tube. They're like, we're going to take the tube. And I'm like, oh my God, the tube.
Like a day trip.
Yeah.
Just, that's so fun. Oh my God, the tube. We're spoiling ourselves. That's amazing. Wow. Okay.
It's so fun.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Catherine Bohart and I'm going to the Soho Theatre in London for 2 weeks in March. Now, wouldn't it be convenient if they were back to back and I could just tell you the dates? Of course it would. They're not. The first one begins the week commencing the 4th of March and the second one, after a week's break, begins the week commencing the 18th of March. So, early March, late March, where will I be? Soho Theatre, my loves. And I'd love to see you there. The tickets I haven't sold necessarily as fast as I'd like them to. But listen, there are some available. And I'll be there doing my goddamn best with my new show. That's the debut of my new show. So please come. I'd be thrilled to have you in the audience. The show is called Again With Feelings. And the earlier you buy your tickets at Soho, the less expensive they are. Thank you so much.
Visit! It's me, Helen Bauer from Disney Hogs. Want to say I'm doing my show one last time in the UK at the Earth in Hackney in London on March 2nd. It's a double bill with Olga Koch. You can see both of us. You can see one of us. Come for the whole night. You've got like a little break in between us to go get some food. It's going to be magical. It's going to be sexy. And I'd love to see you there. Thank you.
Rona C. Tintley, everybody!
Okay, hawk, so, hawk, 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 hawk. I'm gonna hawk. You know I love to hawk.
I know you love to hawk.
Let's all hawk together.
So exciting to have you here. By the way, you are compensating for, and I hope you don't mind me speaking on our behalf, for a lack of breasts in Helen's absence.
Do you know, they do say about me that I bring a multitude of breasts to the room.
You really do.
They kind of enter the room before me, actually.
Speaking
as
of,
it happens.
We actually have discussed Arush. Them before you got here.
So in more ways than one.
Well, because I was like, oh, yeah, just so you know, Brona is Brona's name, because I know it's an Irish one. And Rude was like, you think that is the part of the name I was struggling with?
Yes. Oh, yeah, because my surname has the word tit in it.
Yes,
I don't know if
yes.
you noticed that. And tit is another word for
breast,
knockers,
for a little bird. But
I noticed that my surname had the word tit in it because loads of people pointed it out my whole life.
Yeah.
It was just like a really good way of like, from like four on, I would say. Like really smart boys in the playground.
Wow,
like,
they're astute lads.
Oh my God. Thinkers. Right from the start. And every time I would go, what?
But isn't it fortunate that it turns out you have amazing boobs?
Yes. Really, that's why I got them.
Because I mean, if you were like a flat-chested titly, there's got to be some flat-chested titly.
My brothers, yeah.
Oh, those poor guys.
Poor guys.
That's going to be a tough existence. No, they are amazing.
I'm so glad that I brought them today. Imagine if I had like worn a turtleneck, you would both be...
Hello, are you lost, ma'am? I should say, by the way, that the reason I've been aware of your boobs, sure. They Thank play you. A bigger part in my life now, Aruj, because my girlfriend has met Rona. Oh. And my sweet girlfriend struggles to maintain eye contact with you, I'd argue.
I she do loves love them. Ellen, but I do have to say, I'm up here.
Yeah. I know. She loves you so much. But
I love her so much.
And I do think most of it's the boobs, but also some of it's your personality.
Thank you so much. Okay, I'm actually fine with that if it's like an 80-20 split.
I don't blame her. Your breasts are divine.
Yeah, I like you so much. Wonderful. We are best friends. And thank you for saying I was the most beautiful Irish woman you'd ever met.
Yes. And I meant it.
That was such a nice thing to say.
You flirt. Damn it. Oh my gosh. Originally just saying she's
just kidding. I didn't mean to come on your podcast, which I love, adore, and respect, and then immediately like gaslight you. I didn't mean to do that.
Well, no, it's fine. Like I said, Helen's away. Somebody's got to do it. It's important to have you here. It's nice.
I miss Helen. Helen's great.
We miss Helen. She's in Mexico. She stayed up for 3 days before she went because she thought that would help her sleep on the flight.
Okay.
So
I feel like Helen has such a unique perspective on the world that we could all learn from it by not doing it.
Yeah. What are you doing? Good, I won't. Yeah, so she's in Mexico and
Her best life?
Yes.
I think we'd say Mexico now.
And no doubt she will when she gets back, and that will be a shame.
I approve it.
Thank you.
Oh my god. And you're Mexican.
Thank you for saying so nice to meet you. Thank you for saying I was the funniest Irish woman you ever met. That was so kind of you.
Little piece of shit. God damn it. And by the way, Aruj is more Irish than both of us. She's like Irish granny qualities.
Oh, amazing.
She's considering dating women because she finds men difficult. She struggles with inter-religious marriages. Okay. And she reads vampire novels for the smut.
Oh, wow. That was a really good, like, summary of who Aruj is.
The second point is not accurate.
It's not at all. I need to stop reiterating that, actually.
Do you actually have an Irish grandmother or just have Irish grandmother vibes?
No, I feel like I'm just the vibes. Yeah, it's the just vibes. The vibes. She said I'm like an Irish grandmother, like an Irish woman from the 1990s. But yeah, that's probably as liberal as India is right now, so it makes sense.
Oh,
yeah,
that's perfect. Yeah. Like you nailed that.
We went to Aruj's show at Soho, which is amazing, by the way.
Right. Your reputation has preceded you, like my boobs have.
It's so good, but it's like
I wish my boobs preceded.
All of the scandals in it are very circa Ireland 1990s.
Oh my god, that's great for us. I love that for us.
Am I allowed to say you talk about divorce?
Yes.
Great,
yes.
And that is like. I mean, still
that was
still
so Ireland in the 90s. We talked about that so much. And
it was only legalized in Ireland in 1996.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Divorce in the 90s, only not being being a homo was legalized in Ireland in the 90s.
Yeah.
Oh, it's still not in India.
Yeah.
Like,
so
really? So it's basically it's legal, but you can't get married.
No. 2015 was when we eventually could get married.
Yeah.
It was only that, like, it was a crime against the state.
Yeah.
Actually, I know a funny fact about this. I don't know if I've ever dropped this on a podcast before or if it's historically accurate, but I'm bringing it out now.
Let's hear it!
Which was that at the time of, like, Oscar Wilde's trial, who was, like, a famous gay writer in Ireland, the head of police wanted the public to know that this wasn't, like, a widespread problem. So he announced that there was 11 known homosexuals in Ireland.
Wow.
Which I love so
11.
Much. 11! Of a Garda being like, now I want you to know this isn't like catching. There are 11 of them.
11!
And I know where they all live.
Oh my god, that's so
I don't know
funny.
What accent that was.
I loved it.
So sorry.
I liked it. I like how you apologized to me like it was more like mine than yours. And it's like, hey now.
Well, you're from the other side of Dublin, right?
I am from the other side of Dublin. Yeah. I am indeed.
We're from opposite sides of the tracks.
Do you respect each other as sides?
We respect each other, but I will say that...
But I don't respect Catherine.
Yeah.
As a person.
Yeah. No. It's like... Culturally, yes. Personally, no. No, that's important to say.
Thank you for saying I was the most Irish-looking Irish woman you've ever met. That was such a
what
nice thing to say.
No, you can have the other two, but you can get to fuck with that.
That's what.
Look at this burden. Look at it. Where am I from? You know where I'm from. Come on. Do you have redheads in India?
Good question.
No, we don't.
None.
Everyone has black hair.
Oh my gosh.
Even the eyes, like there's when you have a variation, like if it's green, we're just like, what? You have green eyes?
Magical.
Fascinating.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I would say that
my wife is mixed race Asian. Her family are from Sri Lanka.
Oh.
And I literally brought this up to say she's the most beautiful brown eyes I've ever seen in my life.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That's so sweet.
Did you just bring up your wife to talk about how dreamy her eyes are?
She's dreamy.
She is actually an unbelievably beautiful woman, but that is a crazy, outrageous brag, Brona.
It's quite nice because actually we've been together 14 years and this is the first time in ages I've said anything nice about her.
Oh, that's
romantic. And I've done it into a microphone.
Not to her face.
Yeah.
Or like where she might hear.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Also, like literally out of nowhere, just because you were talking about eyes, and I was like, I know an Asian woman with beautiful eyes.
Wait a minute. I'm married to that guy. What a revelation. What a sweet realization.
I love that. Like if someone has green eyes, you're like, wow, sit down, open them up, tell me about yourself.
They are like, so she's nice. So beautiful. She has green eyes.
Oh, it is.
And you only have blue eyes. You have beautiful eyes.
Well, it's an interesting thing in Ireland. Like, as in when I came to the UK, people would call me Ginger, which I'd never been called in Ireland.
Really?
That's not really a word that was used in my school.
Were you called Redzer or anything like that?
Yeah, and like Fanta and all that jazz. Like, I got a little bit bullied, sure.
Sure,
But the level of it is low level.
Yeah.
Because there's so many redheads in Ireland, it just can't be the thing people bully about. Whereas in this country, people are way crueler to redheads.
Oh. But why are they cruel to redheads?
It's a bit of a defect, I think. I think people see it as like, well, like they're kids. If you're anything different, they're like, that's a. But I think redheads are seen as kind of cringe.
Am I right in thinking there's like 1 in 1,000 people in the world have red hair?
It's like 4% of the world's population, but most of them are in Scotland and Ireland.
Yeah.
So I won't see a redhead here for a little while, but then I get on the Aer Lingus flight to Dublin and it's like, we're the majority.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You should come to India.
Yeah, have you ever been to India?
They would really appreciate. Red hair is gorgeous. They would really appreciate.
Plus, they're all very big fans of the podcast.
Yeah,
that's kind to say. Now that you're
the whole population of India,
1 billion of us.
Wow, I wish they'd follow us on Instagram.
Shout out to India. Can you hear me, India?
That would be sick. I will say this: the only places I've been in Asia, namely Philippines, there was not an enthusiasm for the red hair as really? Much as like a concern for my health.
Oh, that's so sweet. People were like, they tried to give you like vitamin D.
I think they were a bit like, is it a skin disease? Was the reaction I got mainly, which was a shame. Okay. But I also get that from Greek people sometimes. They'll be like, are you okay? Is everything all right? Have you had that scene too?
The hair?
Freckles. Mainly it's the freckles. Okay. They'll be like, is everything all right?
But you're so good looking.
You're nice.
Yeah.
She is a brilliant co-host.
I know, right?
Oh my God. What are you bringing to this podcast? Helen does not sit here and tell us how hot we are. That is not something Helen does.
No, I brought up the bullying because it wasn't happening, which usually it would have been. Truly.
You miss
her.
Truly.
I do miss her, but I hope she has a nice time in Mexico.
Mexico. Don't know what accent that was either.
I
should stop trying to
Irish.
Do voices.
Yeah, it was Irish.
It's okay, I'm here. You can do them.
No. Stop They're encouraging allowed. Us. Stop it.
Did I mention I have a brown wife?
You did. You mentioned it already, actually. Yeah. Hey, here's my question. How's
Please,
the week
you
been?
Must.
What are you up to?
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for asking. Well, it's Friday. Love a Friday. Friday
It is
vibes.
Friday in the studio.
In the studio, yeah. It might not go out on a Friday,
Thursday,
right? Have
if you're
I
listening.
Shattered the illusion of
no,
podcast?
No, I think they know it's not live. We would change some of it if it were.
We do a cute thing in my house on a Friday. I have a 4-year-old. She just recently turned 4.
That's
Shout out
sweet.
To my 4-year-old. Shout out to India. But we do this cute thing on a Friday that I started, obviously, which is that I when I come if
Be
I
mad
come
if she
home
was
from
taking
work,
that level of initiative. She's
I
like,
know,
Mom's
we need
starting
a Friday,
Friday
tradition. So when I come home from work, when I come in the front door, or if I'm like writing from home and I come down from my office, I blast Rebecca Black's Friday. I don't know if you remember this hit song.
Remember so it? It's still a big part of my life.
At the top of the volume, and then I come down the stairs dancing. And then my wife and child have to drop whatever they're doing and just join me on the rug. And then we all like style it out to Friday, rainy.
That's hilarious
it's
and adorable.
Really quite funny. My wife loses enthusiasm for it about 5 to 10 seconds into the thing as my 4-year-old and I gain enthusiasm for it and start like flinging each other around the room and knocking things down. So I love,
I'm your wife. I would
I
be tidying.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, oh yeah, let's keep it on the rug.
Yeah,
let's
except
keep it contained.
I do the tidying.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
God,
she's not
being
that into
a
it.
Wife is stressful.
Oh, woman's work is never done.
Never.
Right, ladies?
You have to clean up after yourself when you have a dance party you've organized. It's so weird. That's adorable.
But yes, sorry, that's my Friday plan. Otherwise, we're into it now, aren't we? 2024, it's happening. It's happening
all around us. It really is happening.
So I'm slutting around, writing some TV shows, acting in some TV shows, slutting around, being slutting a slut. Around.
I've never met less
it's
of a
my
slut.
Work schedule. Oh my God, sorry that's to such say an offensive thing
no,
to
sorry,
say to
you're just not that slutty a slut.
Oh,
sorry.
But can I be a flirty but have boundaries slut?
Oh, you're an outrageously flirtatious married woman. An inappropriately flirtatious married woman.
And I think I'm the sluttiest here.
Hey!
Oh my God. Well, that's actually true because we've just been on three dates. So
during this podcast?
No, ever. She's not some sort of whore. She's a slut. It's different.
Three dates during this podcast. I would be so impressed.
I have to attend to the men. Be right back, Catherine.
We're trying to
convince
her.
Do you guys mind
her
if we like pause while just some Hinge men just walk through so that I can swipe them
can
in
go,
real life?
No, yes, no.
How were your three dates?
This is like 5 years ago. They were all bad.
Okay.
They were all bad dates.
Okay, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Yeah,
we're trying to convince Aruj to date women despite her being straight.
Okay, sure.
I'm looking
Well, you're
into
straight,
it.
I'm so sorry. Are you
I know,
okay?
I know. We had this reaction twice.
They have support groups for women like you now.
Where do I join them?
I think they're called like IKEA.
Yeah,
it's where you go to see
queer space.
It's where you go to see heterosexual relationships break down.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Quite quickly.
Yeah. They break down often.
over tea lights.
It's all
like literally over them, and then that's also the topic that has caused the breakup.
God, it's tough to watch. There has to be. I keep trying to think of a good thing about dating men.
I see. I'm like old school bisexual in the sense that that's what we called it before. I would now describe myself as pansexual.
Yeah,
but I would say that I do respect and believe that there is such a thing as straight people, but I do find it hard to believe. Yeah. So like what I'm saying is it's a spectrum.
Yeah.
And it's just better.
Yeah, it's just less plausible at one end.
Yeah, it's just better at one end and harder at the other.
I agree. I feel like a lot of sexuality is learned and then it's like encouraged. And
yes.
So because I'm in 1990s Ireland,
yes.
Yeah, I
yes.
am a straight woman.
Yeah, and early 90s as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so,
true.
But if
and
I
there
was
only 11 known homosexuals in Ireland at that time.
Yeah, so. In Mumbai also.
Wow, those stats are crazy.
Each other.
I hope they find each other. Oh my God, in Mumbai, it's going to be tricky, but I hope they do. Come
is that
on,
where
guys.
You from? Are you from Mumbai?
Yes, I'm from Mumbai.
Okay,
and
awesome.
Then so like, I just... I
shout out to Mumbai!
Shout out to the four-year-olds in Mumbai.
Why did I think that you were from like countryside?
I think it's my vibe.
It is.
Okay.
Your
vibe. Yeah. And maybe
vibe.
I don't seem like a city girl.
Yeah, okay.
You seem too sweet to be a city girl.
Yeah.
And I am.
Feel
I
like you could drive a tractor if you needed to.
I really do.
If you needed to.
I actually go to my village often. So, and my village is like, it's a village. So I'm.
Okay, maybe this is where I got the idea that you're not from city.
Is that
city.
So did you grow up in the village?
No, I actually grew up, well, I didn't grow up in Mumbai. I grew up on the outskirts of Mumbai, on the suburbs.
Yeah.
And then I moved to Mumbai as an adult. But my village is 8 hours from Mumbai and I visit it very often and I'm in touch with the land and my people.
Wait, your village is 8 hours from Mumbai, but you're from Mumbai.
I mean,
India's a big place, huh?
Yeah, I mean, if you travel 8 hours from Dublin, you're in the UK.
Yeah, you're in Liverpool. Like, wow, we're from a tiny
if
country.
If you drive 8 hours from Dublin in any direction, you're in the sea.
Yeah, you
you're
are.
You're in the sea, girl.
You're at least, you might have even hit Europe. Like, it depends on which way you're going.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
8 hours have you been to Ireland?
No, I haven't.
Podcast trip to Mumbai
oh
and Ireland.
God, yes, that'd be so sweet.
We should swap.
You should really go. You'd fit in culturally very well.
I
it would be
it.
Too much bread for you, though.
Oh, I'm actually seeing, now I'm taking myself bread. Out of the situation, and I'm seeing a comedy feature special where you two swap and go to each other's villages. Catherine is from the wrong side of Dublin, just a warning.
You, how dare you?
Why is it the wrong
okay,
side?
So it's quite funny because actually I'm from the north side, which is considered the wrong
I'm
side.
I'm from the north side.
Wait, what?
What?
Are you guys from the same side?
We're from the same side.
I was like, literally about to be like, fuck you, you posh whore.
Oh my God, then I really would have been an insult. I thought it was funny because you were from the south side and I was saying it was the wrong side.
That would have been the wrong
that
side.
That would have been a good joke, but
okay,
it's not true.
I genuinely started to sweat as you said the wrong side. I was like, where the fuck, how am I going to get around this? Okay, I genuinely.
Where are you from again?
I'm from Clonsilla.
Oh yeah, I'm from Glasnevin.
Thank God.
Sorry, so we're both from North Side.
Sorry, yeah. You just saw us work out.
This is hilarious.
That could have been real ugly, but instead it was quite funny.
The aghast look on my face was that Brona, I thought, was from the posh side of Dublin, which is South Side. And I was like, the sheer nerve of coming on this podcast and saying it's the wrong
coming
side.
Coming to my home.
When you're from the posh, well-to-do area.
How is it always that the South Side of every country is posh?
Really good question.
Yeah.
Something to do with where the sun rises?
Maybe.
Interesting. Where you get your notions from. That is outrageous.
If you see the sun just a few seconds before the other side of the city, that's where you get notions.
Yeah. By the way, Irish, it's a very Irish phrase to say you have notions. It's like thinking you're above your station is having notions.
But notions is like, can be anything as simple as like having a nice towel. So your towel in the bathroom?
Yep.
Notions?
Yeah, genuinely. It's it's like thinking you need a second coat within a decade.
Oh,
notions. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my god.
It's cleaning your shoes.
Thinking you're too good to text me back.
Oh my god, absolute notions.
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 And that goes. So shout out to those three men from 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's right. 3 days. That's right. Water buffalo guy. That was a water buffalo guy. We discussed him earlier.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
But what you need to know is that in India, people don't want to eat beef, so they instead have fake beef, which it turns out is not a vegetarian option, but rather water buffalo.
Yep. Oh, interesting. Which, like in Ireland, when we ran out of cows, so Tesco like sold some horse meat.
Wow. Yeah.
And called it cow burgers.
Don't think about it too much. It's totally the same, except for the deception. Everything's fine.
There's so much similarity.
I love that water buffalo is like the vegetarian option.
Yep. It is genuinely like amazing.
I mean, it's mostly water.
Come on.
I understand.
90%. Andrew, do we have a problem?
Oh. Many.
Okay, great. Well, before we get to that, the reason I have to ask if he has one lined up is because we speak very quickly. So when I come around to it, he has to be ready.
Okay, gotcha. I'm with you. I'm here. I'm ready.
Brona,
please.
As you know on this podcast,
yes.
We answer listener problems.
Yes, we do. Sometimes you solve them and sometimes you don't. And that's your problem.
Oh my God, somebody knows the song and I love it so much. Here's my question.
Please, you must.
What kind of advice giver would you say you are?
I think we both know the answer to this.
I know the answer, but what? Tell a Rouge. Yeah.
I'm very fucking good.
Ooh. Yeah. So you are genuine and...
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously there'll be jokes, you know, sprinkled in there, but just as a little sprinkle. But ultimately, I'm a very wise and centered person.
Oh, wow.
Who always knows exactly what everybody else should do at all times.
That sounds...
Which people love to hear from me.
Yeah. That sounds... Centered.
Yeah. Centered and grounded. The thing is, I actually do think you're incredibly good at giving advice, mainly because, unlike a lot of Irish people, you've done quite a lot of therapy and work. So
oh my gosh,
it comes from experience.
You simply must work on yourselves.
Yes.
It comes from experience.
When you're from the wrong side of the tracks.
The wrong, but the right side.
But the right side.
The right side. Yeah. Would you say you were good at giving advice? Last time you were great.
I think you would be.
I was being very honest.
But you were nice.
But I would like to fuck around this time.
Oh, what?
Watch out. That's quite good, actually. Let's occupy new roles.
I'm filling in for Helen.
Yes, Arun.
So I'm a bad bitch now.
Oh, you're just going to shout at them to get down a well.
I can't wait to see what you come up with when you fuck around.
Thank you.
Have you thought about loving your cat so hard it has a nice day? I'm excited to see.
Is that your impression of Arush trying to be like mean?
It is. It is.
Oh, your cat is very beautiful.
She knows.
Oh, the boy gets one.
Congratulations. What's that cat called?
Sarah.
What are you calling that cat, huh?
Sarah.
Oh. How old is your cat?
I think she's 2 years old.
Oh, she's wonderful. I don't like cats.
No,
is it an Irish thing?
I think it might be an Irish thing. I don't like them either.
That's semi-teasing you because that is a very beautiful cat.
But I said the same thing.
I get it because I'm a puppy. Like I'm a dog. And I like run towards people in life like a puppy and leap on them and hump them and lick them. And I'm not speaking metaphorically.
But why are dog people always not cat people? Well, but cat people are dog and cat people.
You're right. It's because this world forces artificial binaries onto us.
That's right.
When nothing is a binary.
I actually think it's a spectrum. There's turtles
I think
and
it is
ducks
too.
And cats.
Love
and,
dogs.
And it's better at one
Love
end of the
dog.
Spectrum where the dogs are. Do you know what I think it is? I think it's that if you like dogs, what you want out of an animal interaction is love. You're a needy person. And cats are like, fuck you, man, I'll get to it.
Cats are very loving. But
some of them can be, but some of them are dicks.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. You have to really
What's your
own
cat
it.
Like?
She's lovely.
I don't like earning people's love and approval. Mm. I like sort of unconditional adoration.
You're like, yeah, just give it to me.
Yeah. Immediately. Sort of like unconditional, immediate adoration. I mean, yeah. Is that too much to ask?
Is that so much to ask?
You know, very few cats are dicks, though. Honestly, I feel like they've gotten a bad rap, but I understand.
Okay.
Yeah. How many cats have you guys interacted with?
I don't. 7,000 to 9,000.
I think I don't.
Imagine if you had counted the cats you'd met. I've kept a lager, Rouge, and so I know.
Yeah, imagine if someone was
shout out to the cats we've met.
Shout out to the cats I've loved and hated. I'm completely open to the possibility that I am cat prejudice.
I think it's ignorance. I think I haven't interacted.
Okay, thank you for coming here and teaching us. Because every day is a learning day, and I appreciate this.
It's just, you know, you haven't met enough cats.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, yeah.
But the cats I have met, mm-hmm.
may I say,
have been a little standoffish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have been, they're either standoffish or they're like way in your face. Mm. They're like,
they're like queer women.
Well, but dogs don't get on the table. You know what I mean? Cats are like, let me get on the table to say hello.
Yeah.
It's like, what? And there's no middle ground. I don't want you on my table. Can we not just be like, hey?
Mm.
Oh, okay.
They're either like, fuck you, or they're like, I'm on the table. If you're eating it, I'm eating it. It's a bit, they're honestly a little too agile.
Interesting.
Okay, that's interesting.
So I don't. Yeah. I like dogs who can't get on the table,
who are not stationary,
but who
in
are
any
desperately
way,
desperately in need of me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I feel like the thing with cats is that you have to understand that they are the ones that they have power. They are the owners. You are simply.
Yeah.
That's
what I don't
like about
them.
You're blessed to be in their presence.
Mm. Yeah, you're speaking to
that's
two tops.
That's how I think the cat should feel.
Yeah, me too. We're two femtops. So we're like, no, we are the owners, thank you.
I mean, I'm averse, thank you, but
okay,
I will.
that's fine. But okay, if you say so.
Top in the bedroom, but averse in the kitchen? No, that's not a thing. Let's move on.
It's not. You don't even mean it. You don't even mean it. I have seen. So once I went to Brona's house, I hope this isn't too private.
Oh, wow.
But I went.
Here we go.
And Brona had left the most organized. So she had left the HelloFresh instructions beside the chopping board where she had already done steps 1 through 4.
Aww.
And had marked clearly where your wife should pick up step 5.
And that
Hello
is the
Fresh.
Kind of communication you can expect in a relationship with a woman.
Oh yeah. God,
cooperation,
was, honestly,
communication.
It was incredible.
Swapping positions, even though Catherine doesn't believe me.
It was the single most organized thing I have ever seen, but that's a top move.
That's so
like,
funny.
I have done the following things, just finish it correctly.
I
don't
have no memory of that. I'm really glad that you
know. Honestly, one of the
that.
Most impressive things I've ever seen.
I feel like that must have turned you on, though, as
oh,
somebody
massively,
with like
obviously.
Organizational kinks.
Obviously, why do you think I've held on to it? I've revisited it alone several times.
Tell your girlfriend I said hey.
Oh, I will. Oh my god, no, because then I'll have to tell you what she said, which is something akin to, you're meeting Brona today. Do you want me to come in?
I was like, no, thank you.
You got a problem for us?
Please.
Yes. This is from V.
Hi V.
V says, hi guys, I'm a huge fan of the podcast. Absolutely love it.
Thank you so much, V. That means a lot to me. I appreciate that.
V says, I am 18 and use they, them pronouns. I'm currently on a gap year and have a place at university for September to study screenwriting.
Oh, well done, V.
Mm. My parents are eager for me to get a job during the gap year. And I am also. I've had several trial shifts and interviews, but none resulting in a job, which has really knocked my confidence. I think this is largely because I tend to struggle in social situations, something which has been a constant throughout my life. I find it really difficult to talk to new people, and this makes it really hard sometimes.
Yeah.
It's had a massive impact on my self-esteem, and my anxiety has hugely increased to the point where I rarely leave my room, often don't reply to texts, and generally just try to isolate myself as much as possible. I have tried to talk to my parents multiple times about my mental health, but they are continually dismissive and have always expressed very negative views about people with mental health problems.
Mm.
Any advice you can give on how to navigate job interviews when struggling with anxiety would be much appreciated, as well as anything on coping with being in a household where I don't feel I can speak openly without judgment. Thank you so much, V.
Oh, thank you, V.
Whoa.
I'm so glad V wrote to us on my podcast, Trusty Hogs.
Me too. And I'm so thrilled to be here on your podcast, Trusty Hogs.
And you're welcome.
And it's so nice to meet Aruja's favourite podcaster.
Yeah, thank you so much for saying that. That was very sweet.
I did say you were my favourite Irish podcast.
I will go.
I'm so sorry.
You traitor.
But I feel like this is V's moment.
It is. And I'm going to let you guys start, but I do just want to acknowledge up top
you do not need to worry about being articulate and being able to express yourself, because what an incredibly well-written email. Yeah. I feel like I completely got a handle on the situation and your communication is excellent. So good job, V. Thoughts?
Yeah, V, I'm speaking to you right now. I'm so glad V wrote to us, because that sounds really tough. Like, that's the first thing to start with. That sounds painful and tough and isolating and a bit scary.
Yeah.
And being able to articulate yourself like that and being able to ask for help and being emotionally mature enough to identify what your challenges are and then ask for help in the world is incredible. So I actually think V is already like a very amazing person.
10 steps ahead than most 18-year-olds.
Yes. Yeah, and like I'm 2 or 3 years older than 18, but it is tough.
No.
It is, I know, shocking. It's tough to be 18. And, you know, first of all, I would say you are doing amazing, so much better than you think you are. So you have to give yourself credit for that. Second of all, I would say, If you're 18, then your parents are probably Gen X, unless they're a bit older and they're boomers, and they just do not have the language and the capacity that you probably have for expressing yourself emotionally. I think it might be worth trying to speak to them in a way that you haven't spoken to them before. So if you've tried to talk about it and they've shut you down, what about writing them an email? Because you express yourself so amazingly over written text. That might be a way of doing it. Second of all, take your self-esteem out, if you can, of the situation of applying for jobs. Just think of it as a numbers game. If you knock on enough doors, one of them is going to open, but it is not about you. If a job gets like 400 applications, they're never going to find the one best. They're just going to be like, overwhelming, that one. And so you getting rejected for jobs is not, it's not about you. It's just about the job market, and you just have to play the numbers game of trying and trying and
That's good advice.
You will find your tribe. There are people out there in the next few years of your life that you're going to fall in love with in a friendship way, in like any other way. And you're just at the moment, like now you're in your bedroom and you're 18. But there are, your tribe is out there. So my advice would be, try and talk to your parents again. Keep trying to get a job, because that is worth having that independence. But just make sure that you don't think that getting rejected for a job has anything to do with your worth as a person, because it does not.
Try fuck around after that.
Wow. Shit, I haven't made a joke in ages.
Try fuck that around after that.
So good. Oh my God, that was such great advice.
Yeah. What you got?
I mean, honestly.
Steal a cat?
Her face says yes.
I was just, your face like, says yes. Steal a cat. The cat thing a lot.
No, you're right. I'm sorry. No, Sarah's done nothing wrong.
I was just trying to scare you.
See, I fucked around. It works.
You thought I'd fuck around with Lee, but I fucked around with you.
Wow, she's good. Wow, she's
scary
good.
When she fucks around.
I know. It's a whole new you. Go on.
Wow. I mean, your advice was so solid, and it really just, I think you covered everything. I guess the only thing I would say is dress better.
What?
Seriously, you look stupid.
They didn't. Wow. That's brilliant. They didn't mention anything about wardrobe or dressing in any way.
I love that your advice is dress better.
Just dress better. And that I is think dress sexy. You feel confident if you dress sexy. Oh, when you want to talk to your parents, be sexy when you're talking to them. Be sexy when you go for the job interviews.
Okay. This has taken a turn.
When you try to be
it has taken a pretty hell in turn, though. You want your parents to worry about you? Dress sexier. Then they'll send you to therapy.
Hey, V, I don't think you're being sexy enough for your parents. Maybe they would listen to you if you were sexy. Sexier.
Very interesting advice.
That's my advice.
Mic drop. Okay. I have maybe one other thing to add, which is that the virtue of being 18 is that you can go to the GP by yourself, which means that you can advocate for yourself without their permission. So while I think it's important and to ideally have your parents on side, and I do think it's to keep articulating your needs to them, you also are well within your rights to ask for help from your GP in relation to your mental health. And you should do that, because annoyingly, the lists take ages, and actually best to just be on them. If you feel better, great. Therapy is still helpful. If you feel worse, well, you've put yourself in a position where you can get help. So I think do that in the meantime. But oh my gosh, it's so true. The numbers game is so tough. Yep. And also, like, it's probable if you'd gotten a job where they didn't click with you or didn't get your vibe, it would have been a horrible experience.
That's also a really good point.
Which I know is really hard to think of now, but yikes, I could have done without
one or two jobs I've gotten where it's like, come on, you know, surely you know I shouldn't be.
Yeah.
So I think stick it out. I would say if there's anything you can work on where you are working like in a context where you are writing, like written word. Damn. Yeah. I know this. I feel bad because I don't say this every week, but damn, that is such a well-articulated email. Yeah. Is there anything you can write for me? It's so good. I'm like, you could write a website very well. Mm. But yeah, I think get to the GP yourself. You don't, you're a grown-up. You don't need permission, V. You got this. And also, I agree. Oh, God, I don't think I'd met my tribe at all till I was 20, maybe 22, 23.
Wow, 20 years ago.
I will kill you.
Yeah, I joke. Yeah. I jest. I mean, the reason it's funny is because of her young-looking face.
It's also, so
I'm
funny.
Bad at maths. I'm so really,
you're
bad
real bad at maths.
I'm real bad at maths.
Let me say that.
You're terrible at maths.
I did not mean to come here to your house and insult you and gaslight you.
And yet,
yes, I did.
Yes, she did. Titley.
Yes, please.
Where
you must.
Where can people find you?
Oh my goodness, thank you so much. Currently on this chair in your podcast studio. on the internet, I am at Brona C. Titley on Twitter and Instagram. Oh, I called it Twitter. Sorry for dead naming you X. and I would love if you would follow me there. I'm still clinging on to the dying days of Twitter. Because it's where I post my little jokes and I like my little jokes.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I have a few things coming out this year. I'm acting in the second series of Avoidance on BBC Two or BBC, which is Ramesh Ranganathan's sitcom. I'm in the third series of The Outlaws, Blink and You Miss Me. But until that show comes out, I'm going to pretend like it's a bigger part.
I will not blink. I'll be dry-eyed watching that shit.
And then there's a few shows coming up that I'll be writing in February and March. I'll be writing on Ant and Dec's Saturday Night Takeaway on ITV on a Saturday night at 7 o'clock, so please watch that. But mostly just follow me on Instagram and tell me how brilliant I am.
Yes. If you're not too busy reporting or for being too goddamn too sexy. And too young. And too young. Aruj, where can people find you, please, my love?
You can find me on Instagram at @arujashfaq. I'm not on Twitter because a lot of comedians tweet and then go to jail in India, so I left that platform.
I don't want that for you.
Yes.
Oh
no,
my god.
No. Yes. So I'm now exclusively on Instagram. Please find me there, where it's much safer to exist. And I'm going on tour in the UK.
Huge if please. True.
Huge if true.
Don't you be coming here and making up tours. Tell us. Tell us everything.
Huge if you're not actually just hanging out with your cat that day.
I'm so pleased. Everybody can see you.
Yes, probably. Where can they see you?
Sorry, I'm just pulling up the list.
No, pull up your list. That's fine. Take your time. It's definitely real and I believe you.
It's from 23rd Jan to 7th Feb. I'm going to Edinburgh, Glasgow, Leicester, Coventry, Manchester, Bristol, Milton Keynes, Birmingham and Leeds.
Oh, this is brilliant.
That's going to be amazing.
I'm going to take my wife with her amazing eyes to see your show.
Okay, yay.
Aren't there extra dates in Soho?
Yes, there are. We've added two extra dates, 29th January and 3rd February.
No, I'm sorry. I have plans.
Oh,
hey!
Huge is true. I'm so sorry. I am very busy and popular, but I'll find a way.
Okay, just if you can wrap up your podcast. Only, you know, I know you're busy with this podcast. But just,
yeah, if you can squeeze her in between all of your broadcasting, that'd be amazing.
I will. No, that's so great. I'm so pleased you're doing a UK tour. That's amazing.
Strong recommend from the Hogs, obviously. Have our full endorsement.
And five Hogs.
All five Hogs.
Five
all
Hogs.
Five Hogs. Hey, any last shout outs before we go?
Oh my goodness. Shout out to India.
One more from Mumbai?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Wait, before you wrap up, can I just say thank you so much for having me? I've had an amazing time. I just think you're the best podcasters. And I really missed Helen Barrett, but I feel like we all shared something special here
today. We did well without
with Ems and Andrew and this beautiful studio. And I just want to give thanks for that.
Oh my God, is this going to get religious?
No, but sexy?
Yes, fine with that. Also, so thrilled you're from North Dublin. We figured that out.
We sidestepped that landmine.
Yes, we did. Everyone give it up, please, for Brona C. Titley.
Woo!
Yay! Helen, huge news. Is the executive lounge feeling a little fuller to you today?
Is it?
Probably, because we've got another exec producer.
Yay!
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to Simon Moore, Guy Goodman, Mary Fox, Annie Tonner, Sarah Deacon, Oliver Jago, Anthony Conway, Matthew Thomas, Madeline Quinn, and our new arrival, Grace O'Reilly.
Is that Irish? That's gotta be.
Surely.
Religious first name, I don't know. Hello.
Don't mind if we do. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, guys, and thank you for all your support. We genuinely couldn't do it without you.
How do you say thank you again? In
Gurth Mahogath.
Gurth Mahogath.
Gurth Mahogath.
Gurth Mahogath.
Nope. Got further away. But that, thank you.
Thank you. And then also to our producers in the producer lounge. We got Richard Bicknell, L, Richard Bold, Sadie Cashmore, Zoe, Rachel Page, Helen A, Abby Wharf, Luke Bright, Kate. Oh my God, do I need glasses? No, we can't do this now. Dean Mitchell, Anthony, Sophie Chivers, Carrie Soothe, Victoria Hutchinson. Please, everyone, please let me try. Becky Fox, Tim and Dom, Raya Fink, Cordelia, Amy O'Riordan, Matt Sims, Tristan, Taz, Stephanie Catlatia, Charlie A, KC, Anthony.
Taz, who just sent us all a gift.
Wait, are there two Anthonys? Oh, Anthony, you get two shout-outs. Congrats. Hayley Wharf, Claire Owen Jones, Harold Van Dyke, which always makes me smile. David Walker, Jess and Nick, Rachel R, Neil Redman, Sarah and Morley, Tina Lindsay, Graham Marsh, Leah Overend. Overend, there's a joke in that. I'll think about it. Liz Fort, like over. And
yeah, I
like
it,
yeah.
I got it, yeah.
Something with like an ass, maybe. Or a boat. We'll work it.
I'm sure she's never heard it before and definitely gives us her money so that we'll mock her like she was
Leah,
in school.
Leah, let us know if you've got a good one for us. Chloe, Emily G and Goza. Shut the fuck
Who?
Up. Goza, is that like short for Godzilla? No.
No.
That can't be. No, he's just got a film out. He's busy. He's not listening to podcasts.
But maybe he's flushed and he wants to spend it on his favourite podcast.
Goza. Okay, is Goza, are we thinking like a really fun non-binary person or a lad from Essex who's got a nickname from school that they've never got rid of
and madly into
themselves
us.
As Goza?
Oh yeah, you're right.
I'm Goza.
Oh my God.
Don't ask why.
Oh my gosh, so fun. Thank you all so much for supporting the podcast. We really couldn't do it without you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you're thinking of ways to spend your money that might help people in the arts, then please support our podcast on Patreon. And also, you can give very little. You can give £3 a month. You can give £5 a month, but you get access to the 116 extra episodes that are on there. There's a whole back catalogue. Why not
there
get in there?
So many extras.
We'd love to have you.
We'd love to have you. Sexually.
What?